and I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is...
And his name is John C.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Right.
So, as soon as you wake up, if you want a drink, go for it.
Yeah.
That is the rules right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been having little cocktails with dinner and shit, you know, which is weird. Weird. It's never a thing that I was doing before.
Yeah, but during the apocalypse, man, you know.
Sure.
Do as the Romans do, or something.
Mm-hmm. Drink Mike's Hard Lemonades. I think that's what the Romans did.
Is that your fucking cocktail? Is that the cocktail you were drinking? It's not a cocktail.
It's a cocktail.
It's not a cocktail.
Well, I was drinking, like, rum and Cokes and shit, too. But
that's
then I ran out of the rum.
You have to mix more than one
item. I mixed the Mike's Hard Lemonade.
You're buying fucking spritzers.
Yeah, I mix it. I
six-pack.
I water it down with Sprite. Mike's Hard Lemonade's a little too strong for me.
That's a lie. I've drank with you. Those are facts.
What's crazy for me is I'm still on the not smoking shit. And so I decided to pick up drinking. And usually when you drink, you want to have a cigarette. So that's been a hell of a fucking test where I'm like, yeah.
I had a hemp cigarette the other day.
Oh, a hemp cigarette?
A hemp cigarette. It was like, hey, you want to try one of these hemp cigarettes? And I was like, okay, is there any tobacco in it? He says, no. I said, is there any nicotine in it? He says, no. I was like, it's just hemp. And he was like, yeah. I said, you know, whatever. Technically, it's not a cigarette.
Right.
So I lit it up, and it tasted just like a cigarette. And I was like, ugh. It tastes just like a cigarette. And he's like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, yes, it does. I'm fucking smoking it right now. Of course it does. I can taste it. It's fucking in my mouth. So I did not smoke a cigarette, like an actual cigarette. And B, realized I still don't want to.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just don't want to. Those things are fucking awful.
That's awesome. I mean, not that I had any doubt.
Awesome.
Not that I had any idea that, like, you were going to smoke a hemp cigarette and be like, damn it, I'm buying a pack of Marlboro Reds right after this.
Ooh, I got to go get me some of these.
Yeah. I think now's a good time for a new terrible habit.
No, they were awful.
Yeah.
It was like an ultralight. Which super sucks when you're smoking because you want the hit, the lung hit, you know?
Right.
You barely feel that, but you can taste the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it, but you can taste the fucking rum's asshole of the fucking flavor that is. I'm drinking wherever you are.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm all in. Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast. For everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio, sometimes none of that. I remembered it still. I'll never forget it. My name is Eagle. And I am social distancing with everybody's favorite on the line right now, Rubber City Redbeard.
Master of social distancing. Master of it. Because we're not supposed to be in groups of, like, more than 10, and we're not a group of more than 2, and we still won't fucking get together.
Yeah. Look at us being responsible, son.
Massive social distancing.
Like, I like the fucking neighborhood kids outside are all fucking just playing, getting germs on me. I want to kill their parents. I want to shoot their parents. I want to get their parents arrested. Whatever.
Whatever. Like, I had to run to the bank a little bit ago, and Walmart's fucking packed.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking parking lot is full, man. Most people just do not give a shit.
They don't give a fuck.
There's a lot of people that are just not giving fucks. And I'm doing my best, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the guy who, like, every day at the store buying different things, and now I'm buying it by the week, and it's weird.
Yeah.
But staying vigilant, being responsible.
Being responsible.
Unlike, I just don't want to get nobody sick.
What's that?
I just don't want to get nobody sick.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't want to get sick. I mean, I could be. I don't know. I have the same symptoms that Chuck Billy from Testament had, where he's like, I didn't have a fever or really a cough, but, like, my breathing was a little, like, my breathing's fine, but, like, my lungs have been, like, I don't know, like, my muscles have been super, super duper sore, and I had 2 days, like, recently up until yesterday where, like, I just felt, like, complete, like, I was hit by a bus. Like, I was just like, I can't move.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I said, I didn't have a fever. I didn't have, like, a cough. But, like, I definitely had, like, 2 days just recently where, like, man, like, I was just like, oh, it was, like, my entire body.
I'm thinking about it. I didn't have a cough, but I definitely felt like I was dying.
I felt like, I mean, I just didn't want to move.
Something.
I mean, I had something. I don't know. And it's so hard to tell, like, ever since, you know, because it's been a little over 2 weeks now since I quit smoking. Like, I'm noticing different things in my body. So, like, everything, I'm like, I don't know what's connected to what. And so, hopefully when this shit's all said and done and here, like, in the next couple weeks, you know, where I become more accustomed to not being a cigarette smoker, like, maybe I'll be like, oh, maybe that's what it was. You know, it's what it was. Maybe it's just my body readjusting and shit. Because I did a lot of reading on it. And I was like, oh, maybe my nerves and my fucking whatever are starting to go back to normal. Who knows? I mean, I'm fine. But yeah.
I mean, it takes a while. How long has it been since you quit?
16 days now.
Yeah, so you're not even in it yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Your body's just now beginning the healing process.
Right. Exactly.
I'm surprised you're not just coughing up a bunch of brown shit.
Dude, I did a little bit, but no, not like a bunch. Like, it was like a week. I want to say like a week afterwards that, like, I had like two mornings in a row where I was kind of like, ugh, oh, what the hell is that? But then, yeah, like,
for like months, I was just waking up in the morning just yakking.
Yeah.
Every day, I had to wake up like that. Ugh.
That sounds terrible. I hope.
One of the best decisions I've ever made, 3 times, quitting cigarettes.
I'm feeling good with it, though. I love thinking about the money that I've saved already. So I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, you know.
Have you tallied it?
Yeah. Like, yesterday would have been $105 that I've saved.
You've got $105 extra in your pocket.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I ordered pizza and bought the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
I didn't say that. Food.
Yeah.
A lot of
dudes. Yep. I was like, ugh, fuck that. I went and bought some.
I've been eating good.
I bought some DLC for Fallout 4 and restarted that game. And all due to not smoking. Me too. Oh my god! I just got started back on it again for the first, like, I restarted the whole bitch 2 days ago, and now I'm just like, I'm locked in.
Yeah, I restarted it a while back, so I'm like the second time through, and I'm like ready to start over again. I'm pretty sure I haven't played it in a while because I've been playing that Wildlands, but
Yeah.
Dude, Fallout 4 is the shit. I fucking love that game.
Hell yeah.
So good. So good. Better than, it's like, you know, way cooler than Minecraft. Still build things.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. You build, like, armies to defend shit. Like, I'm going crazy right now in Sanctuary.
It's a good game.
It is a good game. And, like, it was at first, Jesse, I was going through, it took me, like, a week to figure out what game I wanted to play, right? And I was going through all these games, and every game that I play other than Red Dead Redemption 2 is pretty much a post-apocalyptic game. And Jessica's like, really? Like, I was like, I've been preparing for this. I've been preparing for the apocalypse my entire life playing these games. What the fuck are you talking about, lady? Yeah, Fallout.
It's not like your first one through either. It's not, you know, right. Games that you already played and you really like.
Mm-hmm.
So it just so happens, you know, it's a good time to play these games, but you're not picking it up just because it's the apocalypse.
Right.
Or some people say, it's the apocalypse, everybody dies. everybody's dying because everybody's going to Walmart.
Yeah, really. Seriously. Walmart's so gross. That's why I go to Target. They're respectful there. And, like, people...
No, that place is just as bad.
No, man. As soon as I walked in... I went to Target to buy a brand new television set. And we went to Target, and they had some kid that was using disinfectant wipes on all the carts. Like, right as soon as they greet you. This kid's wiping down the carts. Like, here you go.
Well, they're on it.
And they're, like, everybody... Like, there wasn't that many people there when we went. And, you know, it was all pretty, sweet. But Walmart's just disgusting in general.
Well, it's tricky how you have to do things now, right? Because you got to take, like, 6 pairs of gloves with you everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But people are running through gloves like crazy. I am, because, you know, once you touch so many things, now you, like, if you go to the store... You're touching, like, well, if it's a store with a door, because the door is awful.
Yeah.
So I try to avoid the store with doors, right? Like, you have to go to the automatic ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you can. So then you don't have to change gloves so much. But, like, you're touching all kinds of shit. And when you ring out, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta put your card in the thing, and you're fucking touching the thing, and, like, a bunch of other people touched it. So... But then your items, you gotta watch the cross contamination. It's like everything's raw chicken. Everything's raw chicken now.
Yeah.
Anytime you gotta treat everything like everything's in raw chicken.
He nailed it.
Fucking stupid.
It's so stupid.
But you have to watch what you touch, and then you touch the stuff that you're bringing into your house.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it can get on your shoes. The virus could be on the floor, and you can walk on it. It could be on your shoes, and you can track the virus into your house and shoot.
Yeah.
But you can't stop it.
Nope.
It's Freddy Krueger. It's a Freddy Krueger of viruses. Can't stop it.
You try. You use prayer. You can't stop it.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Was it you that I sent the text to that I shut down Metal Injection, that website, the other day?
What happened? Tell me the Metal Injection story.
These stupid fucks. And I called it. I knew that it was going to go down the way that I planned on it through my social media protest. Metal Injection put up a story about how Gary Holt from Slayer and Exodus, they tested positive for COVID-19. And they just put, that was the headline. It was like, you know, Slayer guitarist Gary Holt test positive for corona, you know, the coronavirus, which led to people automatically like, oh no, like what happened? Why one of my favorites? I've been following the Gary Holt thing for 2 weeks now, where he self-quarantined himself because he said that he felt like he had it like 2 weeks ago. And the story, when you open it up, goes on to explain that he feels much better now. He's over it. He did the things, like, he just got his test results back, though, like 8 days later. And that everything's fine.
Almost 8 days later.
And so I get on my keyboard and I write, you know, I write a little kind of like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Because, like, seriously, like, I get it. I get the whole, you know, trying to get people to click onto your story and shit. But, like, that is, like, sensationalism at its fucking worst. Just the idea of, like, this guy could be... Because people don't... Everybody's scared shitless of this, not really taking into consideration that most people recover from it. And so all these people are scared shitless for one of their favorite musicians. And so I put him on blast where, you know, I was like, how about the headline read that he recovered from COVID-19 because he did. Instead of just using this as clickbait. And within 10 minutes, they changed the headline on their fucking story. Or they at least changed the caption on the Facebook saying that. But then, like, they were like, he tested positive for COVID-19, but thankfully he's doing much better. And it took him 10 minutes to fucking change that from when I fucking put it up.
They just added a little blurb.
Yeah, just a little blurb to it. Like, but it only took 10 minutes. And when I wrote it, though, I was so pretentious and so, like, high on myself that I told Jessica, I go, listen to what I just wrote to these people. And I was like, I'm about to change this shit. I go, I'm going to make them change it. And it didn't even take 10 minutes before they fucking changed it, dude. And I felt so good. I felt so cool. I still feel really good. I'm like, yeah, you go. Like, because seriously, like I said, I get it with, like, any other fucking news site. But, like, the music ones and shit, like, fuck you guys. They tried making the Chuck Billy shit seem, like, way worse than what it was. And Chuck Billy, they're like, listen to them.
The same shit with Till Lindemann from fucking Rammstein.
Yeah, who doesn't even have it.
Didn't even have it, and they reported that he was, like, dying of it in critical condition in ICU.
Yeah.
Not just that he tested positive for it, that he had it, he was battling it, he was taken from a show in Moscow with pneumonia-like symptoms to a hospital where he tested positive for coronavirus and is dying in ICU. Critical condition.
Yeah, leave it to Kerrang to fucking just pull that bullshit out there.
Dude, it was like all kinds of fucking news sources jumped on that shit, and then everybody had to fucking backpedal.
Fucking insane.
I don't understand, like, there is no journalistic integrity anymore.
No.
That's been gone for a long time. But it gets worse.
Clicks for ads.
I'm like, these people went to college to get these jobs at places like Kerrang.
Right.
I'm sure these people have like a college degree in journalism to get these fucking jobs. Something of that nature. And they suck. They're awful. Whoever runs the Cleveland.com fucking page, like, their writing is garbage. But they're considered fucking journalists. Journalism. Garbage. Sorry. All right. What are you doing back there? Well, there's some guy walking behind my trailer with a chainsaw right now.
Chainsaw? Sounds right.
That dude, I know that dude. His name is Eric. And he lives, like, 3 trailers up from me, but he really shouldn't. he just got out of prison not too long ago, like a month ago.
And he's got a
chainsaw. He went to prison because he chased his girlfriend around the trailer and doused her with gasoline and tried to light her on fire. So he went to prison for 3 years. And then he gets out of prison and comes back, and the trailer is, like, empty. Like, nobody was living there. There was some people squatting there for a second.
Uh-huh.
And, the felons aren't even allowed in this fucking park and shit. And he's definitely one. But he goes back behind in the woods back here, and he cuts down fucking trees, and that's how he keeps his place.
Wow.
So I just seen him walk, and I was like, holy shit, there's Eric.
Chainsaw Eric.
Luckily, he hasn't, like, arsonist attempted murderer Eric. He chased his girlfriend around and doused her with gasoline and tried to ignite her.
Why is that so funny?
The chainsaw part doesn't matter, Eric. It's the attempted murder, arson, and felon part that matters.
That doesn't roll off the tongue like chainsaw, Eric. But yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
This trailer park's fun.
How are we going to get Uncle No and Funny to reunite?
Okay, well, Funny's never going to happen.
Funny's never going to happen. For people listening, we're talking about two bands that were local Cleveland-ish bands?
Cleveland Akron scene
in the...
Northeastern Ohio?
They were two of the first...
None of that.
They were two of the first Korn ripoffs to hit the scene, because that was a thing. Like, that was a thing in the late 90s, early 2000s, with, like, the new metal, like, Korn and Limp Bizkit, that Deftones style took over. And
yeah, I mean, Funny was definitely that.
Funny was 100% a Korn ripoff. Uncle No was kind of like, they were kind of like Limp Bizkit-y Korn. Yeah, I just listened to Uncle No this morning, and I was getting way into it. I was like, oh, I forgot how much I loved the band Uncle No.
Yeah, I remember seeing them, quite a few times, Bronze Crossroads and up at Cleveland somewhere, probably Peabody's.
Right.
They just posted a picture, like, all of them together.
The Uncle No dudes?
Yeah, like, back in December or something. It was, I don't even know if they got a page.
I've
seen it. It was on Facebook. It was an old picture of Uncle No, like, when Uncle No was Uncle No.
Okay.
And then that.
Oh man, are they gonna call themselves Great Uncle No now?
Oh, Great Uncle No.
Because they're old.
We could probably get them to do it.
Yeah, man, I would love to get them to do it. I'd love to get. I want to put together a show. Just gotta not be in quarantine.
Ripoff.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I think they're old enough and mature enough now to know what they were. Who gives a shit? Like what? Like, I mean, are they not? You know, I mean, all of us are. Like, everybody's been a ripoff of something.
It's how you say it, you know.
I guess so.
You could have said they were very Korn and Limp Bizkit-esque.
That style, but they had their own sound, but they didn't. Cut them all! Nobody did. You know what? I don't even care anymore. I don't want them on this show.
I can't remember if they did a clutch song, or if they had a song that was clutchy, but they did have a song that was kind of clutchy.
Yeah.
They may have covered like Prison Planet or something though.
That'd be cool. I could see, I could see that. I could see that. No.
Yeah.
Like, even though they were a total clutch Limp Bizkit ripoff, I liked them. I thought they were cool. I did think they were cool.
I liked them too, dude. Fucking, like, those guys were cool as fuck. Like, in person, they were cool dudes.
Yeah, I never really got to, I was just a little fan. Yeah, I think I've only seen them like two, maybe three times.
Three times in Akron, once or twice up in Cleveland. Did they play the World Series, maybe?
Probably. Everybody played a World Series, right?
I fucking
played a World Series. Like,
did you?
Yeah.
You play the World Series?
What's that?
You played the World Series?
Sure did.
Yeah, see, then everybody did.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. If I did, you did.
If I can do it, so can you.
You definitely did. I met Jason Stone from Hate Theory at the World Series of Metal, and we bought 3 Hate Theory shirts at that show. We played second out of like 20 or whatever that day.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And we split the main stage with JC, who from Dead Even, his first band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what were they called? Were they called Sadist Factory or something weird? But yeah, we played, JC played like their first or second show. It was the World Series. And we were on the main stage at the Agora, and we split. They had a line of tape in the middle of the stage. So we were setting up as they were playing. And then another band was setting up as we were playing. Yeah, and we played in front of, I want to say, maybe a total of 15 people because it was so early. But
I didn't like that. I remember that now, and I remember like how I was just like, man, that's fucked up that they're like setting up while these dudes are jamming. Like, that's shitty.
Yeah, it was one of my first shows that I ever played, like in the single digits still, I think. And so like, I was just kind of, you know, just more than happy to be there. And we got to play with Mushroomhead and Hate Theory and NDE and Cold Hand of Christ. And so it was like, for me, it was a big day. Like, I was just,
we should do a Spotlight Entertainment tribute metal fest.
Dude. Yeah. I could be the new Mitch. Mitch.
Hello, Mitch.
My name's Mitch. I basically started Mushroomhead. Like, that dude sat us down in his office for like a half hour and explained to us like the story between how he, like, about how he made Mushroomhead what they were.
Right.
And we were kind of like, yeah, that's awesome. Can we just pick up our tickets and go?
And we... Did we have a very sad look when he was there?
Yes. Dude, yes. And the craziest shit was this, is none of us asked him. None of us were like, hey, what's your relationship with Mushroomhead?
Like, yeah, he was just, by the way, check this out.
He sat down and he had like a picture from a newspaper. It was like a story about Mushroomhead in the newspaper. He had like a picture like framed from it, and he pointed at it, and then he just started going off about it. And we were like, oh, okay. Like, awesome. And he's like, I want to do this for other bands. Are you the next Mushroomhead? And we're like, what the fuck? No, we're not.
That is not us at all.
I don't think it was until Caligo was the first band to bite on that, where they're like, yeah, we are. We're totally the next Mushroomhead, Mitch. Make us stars.
What he was basically asking you, though, was, are you the next Jason Popson?
Yeah, and of course, I'm not even close. Oh, Jason Popson.
I don't know if Popson would agree with that. Like, if he heard your stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
He might be like,
I'm sure he's heard your stuff.
He'd be like, yeah, kid.
Especially the positive shit.
Do you think he's heard that? 3 o'clock in the morning and she's snorting some blow. Had a gangbang about a half an
hour ago. But the coke must have hit it because she started to cry. Who hasn't at this point?
I really
like huge. Drake's bumping that shit.
Well, he should. Yeah. I do know Drake.
Any Instagram? I'm
pretty. I do get a lot of messages from Drake. He does DM me a lot. Like, when are you guys getting back together?
You're really good. Get off my dick. You know. Fuck. Social distance yourself up to Canada.
Yeah, stay there. Stay.
Sit your ass down in a wheelchair. It's a dream. This is the round by crowd. It's a thing, no. Yeah, you know. And I don't get the whole, like, stimulus package, and they're like, hey, we're going to send Americans money, and then they're like fighting over how much money they should give them, and then they're like, hey, by the way, even though we just passed this thing, you're not going to get any of it for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's only $1,200, dude. It's not like you're giving fucking people the goddamn world or anything near what they deserve or pay into fucking taxes for that matter.
Right.
You're giving them shit like a month and a half into, it's a month past when they needed it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, like, we're recording this like when rent's due.
Rent is due today.
Rent is
April
due today.
Scissors.
Yep. A lot of people.
It's April Fool's Day, son. And you know who's not playing? You know who ain't playing no jokes? The landlord. He wants his fucking money. Pay up.
He wants it.
He's like, look, I know. Virus. You know? You should have been essential.
You should have been essential. That word. That word's so gross.
Essential. It's fucking so stupid. I hate that word now.
Essential.
Essential.
I'm an essential.
It had like a use back in the day.
Yeah.
Two months ago.
Yeah, the word was actually essential itself, but now it's now it's just like, ugh.
Now it just means fucking underappreciated worker.
Yeah, right?
Overworked, underappreciated, thankless jobs.
Yeah. And it sucks, too, because there's the people that are forced to not work. I just feel bad for everybody. I feel bad for everybody. Like, the people that have to go out there, that have to go get under...
The people who are off ain't making money.
Right.
The people who are making money are risking getting sick.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly it. Like, the only perk that I have for, like, at my job is that there's only two people working at a time in the kitchen, and we keep that bitch sanitized as fuck. Like, that's 90% of the job now. Disinfect that shit. Keep a distance from each other. You know, the kitchen's not flooded with a bunch of people because we're not getting the kind of business that we were. And so I'm like, right. At least at our job, like, I'm not worried about people coming into contact with a bunch of fucking people. And you know what I mean? Like, being in areas that are flooded with a bunch of casuals and shit. Like, my people get to just chill in a fucking kitchen and cook some food. Change their gloves every fucking 20 minutes, you know? But the moment one of them gets sick, holy fuck, I'm going to freak out.
Oh. You know, people sneeze, and I'm like, hey.
Yo, dude, not cool.
There was a lady at work, she coughed.
Mm-hmm.
Like a chest cough, you know? I looked at her like, come on now. Like, just get over And then, like, 20 minutes later, I was walking past the service department, and she coughed again, and I literally yelled down the hallway, like, hey, you better calm that shit down! She's like, oh, it's because I smoke. Yeah, okay. I mean, it probably was because you smoked, I get it.
Probably. That's the thing smokers do. Stupid smokers.
You know? Yeah, I don't know. Like, I drive... You know, from Akron to Medina to Cleveland to, you know, Twinsburg, Hudson, back to Akron. And I have to stop at a bunch of different places. So some places, like, they won't even let you in the building. Like, you almost have to call somebody and they'll come outside. Some people won't even sign for shit anymore. They're just like, my name is Steve. Just write Steve on there. I'm like, all right, cool, Steve. There you go.
Yeah.
And then some places, like, I delivered to, like, Coca-Cola, and I delivered to Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Coke, like, those people are actually, like, being kind of vigilant about, you know, who they're letting in the buildings, and, you know, everybody's pretty gloved up and, you know, keeping their distance and watching what they're doing. You know, they're doing something.
Yeah.
Pepsi, on the other hand, like, those guys over there give zero fucks. No precautions. Just, there was like six guys huddled together talking and laughing, no gloves on, beards. Just, they didn't care. I'm saying you should probably drink Coke.
Yeah. You know what? Oh, I wish I could take a picture right now for you. I have a Coke.
See? Stay away from the Pepsi bottle, dude. You're good.
I just opened up a Coke.
Coca-Cola's being pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Fuck you, Pepsi.
I'd like to teach the world to sing. Sing with me. Perfect harmony. Perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke. And you.
Yeah, well, by the time this shit's done, I don't even, like, I'm already in the mindset, I'm like, do I even want to go do anything ever again? Like, I'm so enjoying watching movies. Just so into
being a homebody. I do enjoy the distance of people. I like people staying the fuck away from me in stores. Like, I don't like being in line and people all on me. And
yeah.
Some big motherfucker stepping line behind me at Walmart. And, like, he's a big college-looking kid. Like, he plays football or basketball or something. He was big as fuck.
Yeah.
And he got too close to me, dude. I turned around, looked at him, and was like, hey, you want to back that up? Hey. Yo. Getting the look and shit. Like, I'm not even fucking with you. Back that up. Hang on, back that up.
Yeah, I went to the gas station a few days ago to go pick up some milk and some donuts for the family. I thought it was being nice, and I opened up a door, and some lady was on her way out, and we both just looked at each other like we didn't know what to do. Like, she stood at the door for, like, no sh- dude, I shit you not, dude. Like, 15 seconds, this girl stood at the fucking door, and I'm, like, holding the door open, and we're looking at each other like, I don't know. And she's like, do I, and she just put her head down and just jetted right by me. Just like, I'm out. I was like, all right. I was like, fuck, what do we do? I've been wearing gloves everywhere, dude. Like, everywhere.
Yeah, I got a box sitting next to me right now.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, I got one on the kitchen table that, like, Jesse and I just, we just pull out of whenever we got to go somewhere.
Because, again, like, I got to change them all the time. If I touch doorknobs, dude, like, she's not touching doorknobs, that glove's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I got those disinfectant wipes that I keep wiping the fucking doorknobs, every doorknob in the house down with and shit.
I was going to get over to Richie and ask him what they use there. Don't they use, like, Sterifab?
Yeah, yeah, they got, like, you know, the super fucking strength shit.
Yeah, like, that shit kills bed bugs.
Yeah.
It kills mold and viruses and all kinds of shit. So I'm going to order, like, a gallon of that off Amazon and just walk around with a spray bottle of Sterifab and just hose people down. Super soaker with a holster. Like, back up.
Yeah, he and I are, we're planning on, we're going to have, like, a drinky poo night, like a social distance friendly night over at his place here soon. And I just imagine us wearing rubber gloves.
It's going to be sweet.
And it should be cool.
Should have masks with straws attached to them.
Yeah. So, one last thing. I feel like we should talk about one positive that has come out of all of this is Acid Bath Records are now streaming.
Bro! Isn't that fucking dope?
Isn't that, like, who would have knew? Who knew that Acid Bath, they would be, like, the saviors of this whole thing? Like, you really, you know what I mean? Like, oh,
happy days for some people, man.
Oh, man. Like, there's so many people just on the edge. Like, this is it. This is my last day. And then all of a sudden they get that little pop up in the news that Acid Bass Records are now available for streaming. And they're like, I'll put the razor away. Scream of the butterfly. Yeah, that's some good shit.
I already have all that shit.
Sure.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's on the rotation.
Right.
But that was super, super happy that finally, you know, hey, look, Ron Rotten is not trying to bleed everybody. He's giving a little something back. Thanks, Ron, you fucking dick.
Stupid dickhead. Yeah, I saw that again.
I can't remember why I yelled at him. I quote unquote yelled. I was talking shit about Ron Rotten on the Acid Bass Facebook page, and they blocked me from commenting or liking anything. I could still see everything, and I could share their posts, but I can't interact with anybody, which sucks because it's the Acid Bass page, and I'm a huge Acid Bass fan, and I want to talk to other Acid Bass fans, but they grounded me like 4 years ago. Because I told Ron Ryan to eat a dick.
Well, I mean, you did tell Ron Ryan.
Fucking dick. Ron, your dick, You fucking green son of a bitch. Won't let me interact with fucking friends. Ah!
So are you cool with him now? Now that he's finally releasing this stuff for stream? You...
No, because I still am blocked from interacting with people.
Well, if you want, I can go on there.
You think I'm going to write them and be like, hey, I really apologize for being a dick.
I can go on their Facebook page right now and tell them that he's a fucking piece of shit for blocking you and they'll unblock you.
They'll block you.
Hmm.
They will block you. I'm willing to risk it.
I'm willing
to...
I don't know, man.
So apparently, like, they took it really personal.
Yeah. It really hurt his feelings.
Whoever is in charge of the Facebook page over there, like,
it's Ron Rotten.
Tight with...
It's definitely that dude.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll show you.
Those are great albums, dude. I mean, like, that is like a cult classic band. There are people in this country that have no fucking clue that band exists.
Right.
You know?
And most people that do know that band exists are fucking love them.
Yeah.
Like, I know people that aren't even into heavy metal or anything, like, remotely dark that love Acid Bath just because, like, they had the experience of hearing, you know, one of their albums at a certain point in their life, and they just love that band. They don't even like them like a metal band. They're like, no, they write some beautiful songs.
That was a great band.
It's a good band, man. Very cool.
I'll thank Jason Lutchka for turning me on to them. I'm sure he was the one that was like DJing or whatever. Whoever was spinning the Acid Bath on 88.9 Z Rock back in the day, that's where I first heard him. So, thanks.
Same here. Thanks, V Rock. What should we, we should play a song or something to end this show out.
I choose a bit of a super group who has gone away, but we would like them to come back.
Okay.
I choose Pillow Humpers.
Oh shit. We're gonna play some Pillow Humpers.
That's Mike Burns on guitar, Jeff Ball, Wally Howe on drums, crushing shit. Sean Atkins on bass. Some fucking Pillow Humpers.
Yes. That's how we're going to end this one. And then starting...
Let's play Switchblade Cold.
I'll see if I can do that.
We can do that.
Okay.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, that's true.
Run shit.
Well, we're going to end you out with some Pillow Humpers. I'm going to be back.
Man, I fucking love these guys.
I'm going to be back tomorrow, and we're going to be doing some new fun mini episodes that's going to be just like what you just heard with Grant picking the Pillow Humpers, because he fucking loves you guys, Pillow Humpers.
I do, man. It's a good time to play this shit, because I used to call this for music to go to war to.
Ooh.
Pillow Humpers is just brutal. I mean, this is like one of the best bands for me locally to ever come out of the area ever. For me, I love this fucking group. This shit is so good. I'm so excited. Pillow Humpers.
Hell yeah. Me too. They wouldn't let me practice at their practice spot. That's how good they were. I love them.
I mean, Burns wouldn't let you.
Nah, he wouldn't. He was like,
yeah. I don't think it wasn't like the whole group. It was like Burns.
They all got together in a huddle.
I don't think I like this guy. Yeah.
He was probably right. He was right not to let us.
It was a good call.
We would have covered it in Faygo.
There's ICP posters everywhere.
Well, hell yeah. Well, until next time. I mean, I'm sure you'll be around to do this again if anytime you want. My name is Eagle.
I'm going to see you right there. I will see you soon. I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we won't see
you.
If we do see you, it's 6 feet. It's fucking 6 feet.
6 feet, motherfucker.
been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.